Do you ever feel like you guilt or shame yourself into taking action, but then that feels too forced because it doesn't feel natural? And then that guilt and shame cycle start all over because you're not motivated or consistent in that action that you're guilting yourself into taking in the first place. I know that I have felt that way, and today we are dissecting the importance of ridding that habit of guilt and shame and adopting a new habit of allowing ourselves to take action based on how we feel. Yep, totally not textbook to what society or that hustle mentality says, but a lot of the Balanced Mom Method inner habits aren't tangible get to work action items. And I know that that is difficult to grasp sometimes, but I also feel that that is the missing link to your breakthrough because of all that hustle and bustle and go, go, go society that we live in. We feel guilt or shamed into taking action and completely skip over building our inner habits, when sometimes we need to do that groundwork and build that foundation being our inner habits. So let's dive in, mama. Let's learn how we can make big, impactful change by simply feeling our feelings in order to heal our negative mindset mentality. Hey, mama, welcome to the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I know you're here because you're tired of living day after day like you're drowning in the responsibilities of motherhood. You're done struggling with trying to find the time and energy to get it all done every day, and you want to show your little ones a good example, but you're so exhausted, which has your negative self-talk on repeat, patience spread thin, and you feel like you're losing yourself a little more every day. Plus, the mom guilt, comparison game, and unpredictability of motherhood just does not help in trying to make a change. Well, sweet friend, this podcast will give you a simple and sustainable approach to break free from that survival mode cycle, all by identifying and possibly simplifying your habits. Hey, I'm Jenna, and I've been where you are. I was consumed in the struggles of motherhood, and I needed to make a change to take back control of my time, energy, identity, and life, mostly just to feel like myself again. And in finding that freedom, it became my mission to help make that connection with moms that we can give our children and families the best and not at the expense of our own health, self, and well-being. Moms shouldn't have to choose between their family's priorities and themselves. We can balance it all, and it all starts within ourselves. Let me take your hand to make that connection with you and equip you with simple, lifelong habits. If you are ready to say goodbye to just surviving and finally reclaim your life in motherhood, then you're in the right place. Let's get to the root of cultivating real change because it's time to feel like you again. Warm up that cold coffee, pop in your earbuds, and tighten that top knot. Let's overcome together. I want to empathize with you for a minute because I know it's consuming. That feeling of not being able to catch your breath, not having a second to gather yourself, being so tired, overwhelmed, or stressed, or just insert that negative emotion that you're feeling and not being able to see a light. And then in a society that we live in that seems to idolize perfection and somehow makes this mold of a woman that we put our standards up to, but when in reality, that mold of a woman is this Frankenstein pieced together model taking the best of all the worlds and marketing it as one person. Does that make sense? Society breathes comparison and opinions and gives off this expectation level that we feel forced and pressured to do certain things or live certain ways. And I'm not saying it's all bad, but we are all different humans. And if we all try to live the same way how society norms tell us to, we're actually blocking the person that we truly are because we're trying to fit this mold of something or someone that we aren't. So listen, hear me for a second. Stop what you're doing. I'm sure you're putting way too much pressure on yourself in some way. So this is your gentle reminder that you might be bogging yourself down more than helping you. Let go a little bit. Let go of that background noise of how you think you should be acting or mothering or living based on all these outside factors. Because once we feel the way we want to feel and think the way we want to think and forget that outside noise, that is when we are able to move outward and take ownership of our lives and master those habits that make us feel our best. Because those habits help us take back control. Let it be in our time, our energy, identity, our lives, whatever it might be that you are struggling with. I know I touched briefly on this in episode 1, going over the core values of the Balanced Mom Method. I believe it was number 3 in episode 1, but now I think it's important enough to be number 11 of the culture and values of the Balanced Mom Method. And if you take anything out of this episode, let it be this. Learn how to simply lean in and listen to yourself. Listen to your feelings and choose that next thing that will feel good, that will bring you joy, that will help you be present in your next moment. Be true with yourself. Be honest with yourself with what you need and turn off that outside noise. Let's jump in. I want to break down four ways on how to process this ritual, if you will, of feeling your feelings. Some how-tos to sit with and leave you with a simple task, okay? Let's go. Real quick, how would it feel to have an entire step-by-step plan for how to overcome your survival mode cycle? Take my hand and join me in the Balanced Mom Method online course to take back control of your time, energy, identity, and life, one nap at a time. This course will help you rid the overwhelm of how and simplify your transformation over 12 weeks, covering 13 in-depth learning and action-taking modules, all following my simple, to-the-point, four-step formula for how to cultivate any sustainable change in your life. We start within to think differently and develop an empowered mindset, and then move outward to master your habits, teaching you simple strategies you can implement into your life for the long term. And if you're listening to this before the end of October 2022, in addition to the course, you will also receive two free 30-minute one-on-one calls with me. I will personally mentor you and walk you through a customized plan that will force you into action. Also, this is the last opportunity to enroll in this course at this price. The price of this course is going to triple in the next few weeks because of the additional resources, workbooks, and value I have poured into it. Check out more information about the Balanced Mom Method online course at www.bit.ly/TBMM course. Again, that is www.bit.ly/TBMM course to learn more. So number one, our power is in our perspective and intention. Your day-to-day is never linear. Showing up is never linear. Your actions are never linear. Your motherhood and life is never linear. It is all dictated by the season of life that you are in. And a lot of times, that may include your children running the show, right? I want to share an example of two different types of mornings in my house. First is when my daughter is up every hour or two in the middle of the night, and then maybe connects a couple sleep cycles between the hours of 4 a.m. and 7 a.m., which means I also am able to, and I am dead tired by this time. So then I wake up with my children, which is a complete dumpster fire because of the go, go, go of feeding all the animals, feeding the children, getting dressed, ready for the day, the bam, 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 just waking up reactive to everything, right? Where those moments, everything needs to get done at the same time type things, versus those mornings I wake up rested, considering, you know, having a 9-month-old, but I wake up rested and before my kids and hallelujah, like I could feed the cat and the dog in 2 minutes versus the 15 minutes it takes with a baby on my hip and a toddler who wants to do it all. Okay, so picture those two mornings, the dumpster fire versus just kind of easing into the morning how I want to feel. Using those two different morning scenarios, I show up a little differently. My kids may not realize it. I try to keep my patience and them in the forefront, but I know that I feel and I show up a little differently. And it's important to note that because I can intentionally show up in a way to cater to myself on those given days, let it be those dumpster fire days versus those days that I'm up for the kids. So how do we be intentional enough and self-aware enough to be able to self-assess and decide how it is we need to show up today? How to do that? Take a quick fiver with yourself. Ask yourself, how do I feel today? Are we rushed? Are we calm? How are we feeling? You know, you really just ask yourself that question. Take those couple minutes and just, if you're already like in that dumpster fire of a day, take another couple minutes, let the chaos go, right? Ask yourself, do I need to put my head down and get things done with intent today? Do I need to sleep and take a step back and rest with intent today? What absolutely needs to get done today? Really hone in on those feelings because it is all about showing up in a way that aligns with us being committed to living our best, happiest, feel good life. meaning with the intentionality to lead with ourselves and our health and our happiness first, that we actually can feel centered or grounded and at peace, like a weight is lifted, right? Like you don't have that stress and that overwhelm constantly bogging you down with what your best looks like in the season that you're in. So just always focus on doing your best to feel your best, even if your best does not look like it did last month, okay? Or last week, or even yesterday. Your power is in your perspective and your intention. The second way to acknowledge this ritual of feeling your feelings is to acknowledge that it is okay to struggle. We all do, okay? What is key is to honor your inner rhythm and follow its guidance. So by nature, we have ebbs and flows of creativity, productivity, rest, you know, lower thresholds of patience leading to heightened stress, you know, etc. And within these ebbs and flows, I want to note here that rest isn't really normalized. And I'm here to challenge that. And by honoring your inner rhythm and following the guidance of how you feel is a way to do that. I strongly believe that these inner cycles that we go through with productivity and rest and days that you feel like supermom to other days that you just want to curl up under a blanket and do absolutely nothing but watch Netflix and have a whole tub of ice cream. Can you think of yourself on all those types of days? Have you ever noticed or tried to sync them together, like certain times of the month or, you know, every couple of weeks you have these productivity surges where you feel like supermom? Because I really believe that these cycles we go through have something to do with something. I'm not sure yet. And this is personally something that I want to learn more on because I know that there is a synergy here. And I want to learn more about what it links to. Let it be the moon phases or our menstrual cycle phases. And that might be a really good place to start because I know that a lot of people use their menstrual cycles with moon cycles and things of that nature. I'm not quite sure yet. This is, again, something I want to dive into. It's all speculation of mine, but I have paid a lot of attention to this since nursing my oldest back in 2019. I would get physically flu-like sick around the same time every month. So physically sick. I didn't have my cycle back yet. I went to the doctor, had my blood work tested. I was tested for Lyme, got my thyroid checked. Like it was pretty intense. And everything came back negative and I was healthy. Praise the Lord. I was healthy, but I still didn't have this answer and I was stumped. Like, what the heck is going on? So I started to do my own experimenting and I started to pay attention to these days where I felt sick, where I felt unproductive, where I felt lazy, where I felt like I just wanted to curl up in bed, to those days where I was really inspired, really motivated. I felt like Superwoman, right? And I felt that I had this synergy. I saw a synergy within this cycle. And the lesson in this mini tangent is that I took full advantage of taking advantage of how I felt and doing things in a way that aligned with that. If I was super motivated, I would be getting up earlier or staying up later and working or getting caught up on life things or whatever I had to do. To those days where I felt pretty blah, I would lean into that and actually rest and honor that rest. So how do you honor your inner rhythm and follow its guidance? Pay attention to how things feel and take action in a way that aligns to these feelings with what your goals and intentions are within your life or within your season of motherhood that you're in. The third way to process this ritual of feeling our feelings is focusing on listening to ourselves, especially in times of struggle. Listening to how we feel and how we want to feel, and taking those small strides towards how we want to feel. So we're almost diving a little deeper into that second how-to that we just went over. So the lesson here is self-awareness and pivoting. Pay attention to how something is making you feel. Your routine doesn't have to look like anyone else's. Your meal planning doesn't have to look like anyone else's. Your mothering does not have to look like anyone else's. What it needs to look like and what it needs to do is work for and serve you. Once you decide how you feel, if it isn't serving you, try something new until it works and it sticks. Something that I preach within the Balanced Mom Method formula is that it can be used in any season of your life And you could always come back to it when you're in a new stage or new season of life because it isn't cookie cutter. It's customizable to fit where you are now. And in the future or changing seasons, you could always come back to it and revisit those areas that you need again and again and again. Because, spoiler, this is life work, mama. It's heavy stuff. It's challenging, but it's fulfilling. It's life-changing. You are setting this foundation to be able to build those bricks upon bricks upon bricks of creating a sustainable life that you love, okay? So how do you become self-aware and pivot where needed? The Balanced Mom Method, four-step formula of identify, audit, simplify, implement. If you don't know what that is, listen to episode 2 of this podcast, but I'll share an example here. If you have worked out consistently pre-kids, but haven't been able to find that groove since having kids, maybe just workouts don't work first thing in the morning before your kids get up, but you see that mom on Instagram who works out first thing and she makes you think or feel that you have to do that too to see results. So you're beating yourself up about it. You're, again, guilting and shaming yourself into trying to take that action, but it just doesn't work within your lifestyle. Why? Because you're focusing on those outside factors when you have to start within. So do that quick self-assessment using the Balanced Mom Method four-step formula of identify, audit, simplify, implement. And then you come up with a conclusion that you can work out right after breakfast because your kids are in a good mood. They are more likely to play independently or maybe even work out with you. So boom, pivot schedule, you start doing that, okay? And note, if something is bringing you feels of comparison or jealousy, resentment, stress, overwhelm, anything negative, be mindful in trying to stop doing that or pivot in a way that you can stop those feelings. So pivot in a way to take away that action of if it's scrolling Instagram and seeing these feeds, or pivot in a way to just take that out of your schedule and just let it be, okay? Let go of those negative feelings and choose what is going to make or help make you feel good, okay? It won't be instant. It's going to take some time and practice and real big intentionality, but you can do that, okay? Number 4, we can take ownership of ourselves, our thoughts, our feelings, and we can embrace that belief. For example, when times are hard, I allow myself to feel these things and acknowledge them. I'm feeling tired. I'm a little uneasy with how my life is currently. I'm sick of being in survival mode. I sit with myself and I feel these feelings. And when I feel and think about these things, I try to do it in a way that brings no judgment on myself. Because if I judge these feelings of, well, here I am having this podcast of breaking survival mode, but I'm feeling in survival mode myself and I'm judging myself and really in that negative mindset loop, I'm building resentment on myself. And it makes it so easy to shove those feelings under the rug, which indefinitely is just going to build that threshold and just, it's going to be a volcano erupting eventually, right? And then I'm going to be burnt out, more of overwhelmed, insert, you know, just a bigger dumpster fire. So I allow myself to feel these feelings and allow myself for them to surface. And then I shift my mindset using my mindset loop patterns. And over time, with intentionality and work and grace, I could stop that negative self-talk. I can change my thoughts to things from, I can't do this, to, I'm struggling, but I'll take some time to focus on a solution. Or, I'm overwhelmed and I can't handle it all, to, maybe I need to take something else off my plate. And another spoiler, yes, you can say no, mama. Oh, that could be an episode in itself. Okay, so how do you take ownership of yourself and of your thoughts and your feelings? You really lean into your mindset loop from episode 3 of this podcast. And you can validate your feelings and change your mindset all in the same time. Think differently to change your perspective. You don't have to be positive all the time, okay? Honor your struggles. Let them surface. Just don't be hard on yourself and don't put yourself down in the process, because those hard moments, they're always going to be there. But just like that, they'll last as moments versus days or weeks feeling stuck in that survival mode cycle. And remember, this is life work. So commit to showing up every single day. Change won't happen overnight, but this is the type of stuff that will compound over time. And always remember that your best is good enough. It always will be. I started this episode saying that the mindset work isn't always the number one thing we gravitate to because there isn't always a lot of tangible tips, you know, those checkbox type things to work on and those takeaways to take away from an episode. But my friend, this is where the root work lies and the foundation starts to build. This is life work, compound work. You won't be able to do those tangible things and have them stick without doing this type of work first. And I do think that I left you with some pretty good nuggets to chew on here. So I want to leave you with this. Just start being intentionally mindful and listening to yourself. Just start. It will not be perfect. Just think of starting anything new, starting to pray or starting to meditate. It feels awkward. You're like, what am I supposed to be doing? Who am I supposed to be talking to? I have thoughts in my mind, but I thought meditation is supposed to be silent, right? In order to make any sort of changes or to implement any new habits, you just have to start. Start taking that messy action. And join our Motherhood Empowerment community. Lean into us, okay? The link to join is in the show notes below, but we are all in this together. So bring some virtual mom friends along with your journey, and we are always here for you. And if you are ready to truly start shifting the way that you think and aren't sure exactly how, and you want a little more than this podcast, a little more of a step-by-step, start-to-finish how-to, check out the Balanced Mom Method course. We dive into the meat of the four-step formula of the Balanced Mom Method and really hone in on those three areas of mindset, health, and time management. But remember, all starting on that mindset piece first, in order to make any sustainable change over time. Let's do the groundwork. You have to do that groundwork and build the foundation, build your inner habits, and then your outer habits will not be shaken because you're building them the right way. So check out the Balanced Mom Method online course at bit.ly/TBMM course. It's also in the show notes. And just final plug here, this is the last call to save by enrolling by the end of the month, October 31st, 2022, because the price of this course is about to triple with all the workbooks and resources and just the course transformative work that is poured into this course, okay? bit.ly/TBMM course. And until next week, mama, as always, simply be you. You have everything inside of you to reach your breakthrough. I'm always sending my love and light.
Thank you for this episode, Ray Roller for Farming. Please read Mama Review.
Thank you so much for spending this time with me on the Balanced Mom Method podcast. I pray this episode has grown and helped you in some way. If it has, I'd be so grateful if you left a review sharing how it's impacted you. It truly lights me up hearing you're on your way to your breakthrough. And then, please share this episode with another mom who may be struggling to remind her we are never alone. And remember, there isn't ever a one-size-fits-all to overcoming our personal hardships, but there are a lot of parallels with how we show up to our lives and common habits we can make our own to live an intentional life full of peace, presence, confidence, clarity, and balance. Be sure to check the show notes for additional ways to connect with me, our mom community, and resources and courses for you to overcome your survival mode cycle once and for all with doable habits. Thank you. I appreciate all you are and all you do. Sending my love and light.